Many people don't realise that what you eat is you. That food turns into you, and it's the food that your body uses as fuel to help you think, to help you move, and to help live your life. The challenge is going to involve going to make a burger and make a pizza here in the University Food Labs. And at the same time, we're going to ring up and get a burger from a local food chain, and we're going to get pizza delivered. We're going to start the timer, though, to see who wins the time challenge. But part two is who wins the challenge when it comes to taste and how much money it costs to get that burger or pizza in front of us.
What are you going to be looking for in the homemade food that's going to be cooked today?
Well, we want the homemade food to be really tasty. People often say they buy fast food because it's just got that something extra, that taste and convenience. But what we're aiming to show is that you can make it tasty and convenient at home, but you might need to tweak it with your favourite secret sauce or the herbs and spices or the fillings that you like. A homemade pizza is also a fantastic way to use up some leftovers that might be in the fridge, and things like leftover pumpkin, or you know, you might have a little bit of leftover pasta sauce. You don't need to go and make new fillings from scratch. It's a good way to prevent food waste as well. And even the same with burger, you know, rather than throw away a zucchini that might look like it's getting close to its use by, if you grate it up and hide it inside the burger, it's a really easy way to boost your vegetable intake. These are just two of hundreds of recipes on our website called No Money, No Time. And No Money, No Time came about because, you know, young adults said to us, hey, you know what, we actually do really care about nutrition, but we haven't got much money and we haven't got time to cook fancy foods. So we created a website, and it has icons that allow you to click and filter, and it'll spit out recipes. The other key thing is we've created the healthy eating quiz embedded in No Money, No Time that allows people to get a bit more personalised feedback on how they're going with their eating habits so far. Stations, are you ready?
Okay then, go.
Let's go. Jamie, you're on the pizza station here. What kind of pizza are you making?
I'm making chicken, pesto, zucchini and tomato pizza.
Is there much to this pizza recipe?
It's so easy. It's pretty much pesto just from the supermarket in the pasta section, some cheese, some cooked chicken, zucchini and tomato, which can basically just be any veggies that you have in the fridge, and then you just pretty much just whack it all on and pop it in the oven, and then it's done.
So I'm over at the burger station now. Girls, how's it going?
Yeah, really good. Yeah.
How do you think the burger will fare with the takeaway burger version?
Look, I'm pretty optimistic that it'll be pretty tasty. We've got some nice fresh red onion, tomato, cucumber and lettuce here, and we're just making some beef burger patties now with lots of onion and garlic, oregano and Worcestershire sauce.
I think there's only about 10 or so ingredients, and that's just using pretty much everything that you could already have at home, like tomato, cucumber, bitter lettuce. You can even change it up if you have any beetroot at home or any pineapple, chuck that on there, make it with the work you're still getting in your vegetables. Any sauces as well you can find at home. Pretty simple to make, yeah.
Christina, you're on the timer duty right now. You've got the iPad out. How long do you expect the takeaway food to take?
So, depending on traffic, really, we could be looking at approx about 11:35 a.m.
On the right track?
Definitely, definitely. Pizza's looking great. Looked really good when it went in.
Yum. Claire, both meals are finished right now. How long did they take?
The pizza took just over 19 minutes, and the four burgers took 20 minutes. So, and we're still waiting for our delivery.
There's definitely lots of nice smells floating around this room at the moment. They look really great. Beating them in cost and time at the moment. Yes, so we've just got taste to go.
Yeah, and I hope you're going to help us as well.
I'm about to taste the pesto chicken pizza, the homemade version. Yeah, tastes really good. Girls, what's the takeaway burger like?
There's not much flavour at all, actually. There's a lot of meat on it, but it doesn't really taste like anything.
So we've all just tasted the homemade versions of the burgers. What do you think?
Absolutely fantastic. Really crisp and juicy. All the toppings we've got on there as well are great. We've added a few extra flavourings, a bit of pesto on there. Absolutely fantastic.
It's really nice.
Mm.
We'd won the challenge on taste, time and price.
Mm-mm.